Lonnie.
Hey, Lonnie, Gabe Cardiff. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Yeah, so we got that all verified. If you can kind of tell me what your needs are there, I can point you in the right direction as far as our programs are here.
Okay. What I'm looking for is probably a 9-month loan, or
okay,
you know, whatever's closest to that that fits your program. And we would definitely prefer a weekly or monthly payment.
Okay.
Rather than a daily payment. Being I am, it's set up, farm income is seasonal. And sometimes daily payments get to be a real, because there can be sometimes 2 months where you don't take income in, and then you'll have a pile of income coming in just 1 month at harvest time.
Got you. Alrighty. Did you have a figure in mind there, Wani?
I was hoping that maybe that I'd be able to get $100,000.
Okay, let's go ahead and ask you some questions and
sure,
and see what you're going to qualify for here. Okay, what exactly does the business do there?
It's a farm and a ranch.
Okay, a farm and ranch. Okay.
Yeah. It doesn't have credit card sales, and we're limited into our places where we can market. You know, we're basically grain elevators and livestock auctions and stuff like that.
So you guys raise livestock to sell?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and you said the business was seasonal?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What are your peak months?
I would say that August through and September, and then probably October through March.
So those are your busiest times.
Yeah, that's when we would have the most income coming in.
Okay, got you. So you're kind of just getting out of your busy season, it sounds like.
Yes, and we're meeting our peak demand as far as crop inputs, putting the crops into the ground, we're incurring a lot of expense.
Great. Are you guys just growing grain for the livestock there, or do you guys have other produce that you guys...
We sell cash crops.
Okay.
We have wheat, oats, corn, milo, soybeans, sunflowers. Some crops go to livestock production. I would say less than a fourth, probably three-fourths of it that gets cash crop.
Gotcha. Okay. And 2015 last year, what did the business do in gross annual sales?
It was close to $700,000. It was like 678 or something like that.
We'll say 700 ballpark.
Mm-hmm. And the year before, it was more, and then in 15, we didn't get things marketed. We had them forward contracted, but for a specific time in 2016 to get a better price. And so 15 is showing a backup in income over 14.
Got you.
It's kind of hard to explain and make sense of, and now 16 is probably going to show a real increase, especially if we sell a lot of crops right out of the field, and then 16 is going to double up on what 15 was lacking.
Okay. All right. As far as your personal credit goes, how would you define it?
It's at the last I seen, it was 685.
Okay. Right about average, maybe a little above average. Like average right now is like 680, 690. So, and by the way, this is a business loan, so it's not going to show up on your personal credit. Just kind of simply a question we have to ask here.
Sure,
make sure you don't have any, you know, $2 million tax liens or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
How about your wife's credit? How's that looking? Any idea?
I don't know that she really has much of a credit rating.
Got you. Does I mean, does she not have any trade lines, or does she just have very few, or literally
Yeah,
none?
she doesn't have a credit. She doesn't even have a credit card.
Okay, wow. Okay, and how soon are you looking to bring on this capital here?
I guess I'd probably was hoping maybe by the first part of next week.
Okay, we could definitely do that upon approving you. And is this kind of just operating capital to
Yes,
get
it
you?
would. That's what I
Okay.
would call it. Yep.
Just to kind of get you through the slow season, keep things moving along. Okay.
I do have a bank that is operating with me. It's just that they're a small bank,
Right.
and they are committed to it. At this point, they can borrow me $1 million max.
Okay, is that like a line of credit or?
That's most of that is in a term note, and about 400,000 is in a line of credit.
Okay, and this is an offer that's currently on the table for you?
No, this is in place, and it's basically used up.
Okay, got you.
And see,
So
because I'm needing closer to, like I said, there's 400,000 operating available through them, and then I max out, and I need, like 550 to 600,000 to operate through the year, and I'm hoping that 100,000 would get me close enough, and that we would, get some income toward later on, where that peak hits.
got you. So what is the what's the current balance? Let's start discussing your current loans there. I know you just mentioned you had a line of credit. What's the current, is that a an excuse me, an SBA loan you're referring to
Oh,
here,
it's a bank loan.
or?
It's a
Okay.
bank loan with a what they call an FSA guarantee.
And what's the current balance on that?
The last I seen it was 1.6.
And what's the term like on that?
That is like a 15-year note.
15 years.
See, and
Got
that's
you.
why I'm saying they're committed. It's actually, to be real truthful with you, it's set up for 7 years. And then if you run into trouble, it can be extended for 8 more years.
Okay.
And it's what they call an FSA guaranteed operating loan, or a chattel loan, I should say. I don't have a guaranteed operating loan. And they're hoping to get me another year into this, and then they are planning on opening up that extra 8 years. And so then it would spread the loan to like 17 years instead of 15, see?
Okay, so
And so that's why I'm saying they are committed to me. It's just a matter that I need a little extra help right now that they're maxed out
absolutely.
on
So
again.
when did you initially take out this the FSA guaranteed loan here with the
It
one
was about a year ago,
a year
and
ago?
the first payment has been made. I made a payment of 250 $50,000 in April on it, and they would like to see me make one more. And if it's still really tough sledding, then they're going to want to extend that.
Right.
Then they can extend it 8 years from that point. See.
Right, so as of now, it's a 7-year term. However, you have the flexibility, depending on revenue, to extend
Yep,
that
and
off.
see, and as an example, that payment on the 7 years, $250,000. If they can get me through one more year and extend it 8, that payment drops below 140,000.
Got you. That definitely.
And
Okay.
see, and so then it makes the cash flow work rather easily then, see.
Okay. Gotcha. And okay. Any other current loans?
No, that's it.
That's it.
Basically,
Gotcha.
it's and this is the Sunrise Bank in Oneida, South Dakota.
Okay, Sunrise Bank. And okay, are you familiar with have you had a working capital loan before? It sounds like you're pretty familiar with the program.
I have one with I'm trying to think of the outfit in California. Is it QuickBridge?
excuse me.
I think it's QuickBridge Funding.
QuickBridge, yeah. Okay.
I found the supervisor to be, or the vice president of the company to be very reasonable. At the time, like I said, I'm seasonal, and daily
right.
payments were really a struggle for me. And once I got him to understand that if we could pay the interest weekly and make a payment monthly, and he restructured it for me, and it worked out beautiful, and I paid him off 6 weeks ahead of time. And ever since then, I've been getting offers galore. And so yours kind of appealed to me in that you talk about having like a 3-year term and flexibility and things like that, and it just seemed like you guys are more prepared for diversity.
Yeah, we've been around about 13 years, so we're not one of these pop-up
mm-hmm.
loan companies. We've been around for quite some time here. We also do equipment financing as well. As our capital program there. So, yeah, we do go up to 3 years. That's typically for, our less risky, A customer.
Yes, and, I'm looking for a 9-month deal to get the crop harvested and pay it back.
Absolutely, and that's definitely something we can do, And just to kind of tell you about how we operate, we typically lend 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales, so you'd be, right around $70,000 to $105,000. So I think the $100,000 is definitely something that should be feasible for us to do.
Okay.
That'd be a little less than 15% of your gross annual sales there. So,
okay.
And 9 months, we can present you with options for, 9 months or 12 months and 15 months, let you decide what's going to work for you, but... 9 months, it's not going to be an issue, of course. And, just to tell you a little bit about, what we need to move forward here is a one-page application. We'll look at the first page from your tax returns there. We're going to want to see the page with the gross annual sales. And then...
I think that's schedule. Okay. The page with the gross sales.
Correct. I'm not... super familiar with simple trust setups, just because
uh-huh.
it's something I rarely see, so I'm not quite sure if it's the first page there. But
get it figured out.
Yeah, we would just need, if you don't have 2015 done, then 2014 will certainly suffice.
Okay.
And we'll look, I'm trying to think, typically for seasonal businesses, we'll look at 12 months bank statements.
I've got those. Loaded in a PDF, that won't take long to get them.
Perfect. Okay. And we could, if it's too much trouble, we could roll with 6 because you are coming off the busy season that does reflect your business's
I've actually got 13 months. It'll give you a real good feel of what it is. I think for the most part it's going to even out and become a lot more consistent from here on in.
Yeah, absolutely. And that'll give us the full scope of your business. So that's perfect that you already have that PDF and ready to go. So those are kind of the three items we look at there.
Do you have an app? I don't think I've got an application for Cardiff.
Yeah, what I'll do here is I'll send you off one. It's just a simple one pager. Is email best for you?
Yes, uh-huh.
All righty. What's your email there, Wani?
Why don't you go LL Vandervoorst, VANDERVOORST at gmail.com.
All right, let me just verify that with you. I have L as in lion, L as in island, excuse me, L as in lion, VANDERVOREST, Vandervorst.
That's correct.
Okay, at gmail.com. Perfect. Yeah, Lonnie, I will get that application out to you the next 15, 10, 15 minutes or so here, and we'll get the ball rolling, and you'll have all my, direct contact information here.
And your name was Abe, right?
That's Gabe with a G.
Gabe.
Gabe.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm
Oh, no
sorry.
worries. So you're close. Usually I get
Okay.
Dave. Usually I get Dave.
Well, I'm an old guy with hearing aids, so.
Oh, no problem. you're closer than most people. Yeah,
Okay, well,
so
thanks.
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'll go ahead and get that email off to you. Anytime I can expect to get that back so I can sit down with an underwriter here and go to work on your file.
I'll wait for your email and I'll get on it right away.
Alrighty, sounds good. Yeah, it was nice speaking with you, Lonnie. I would expect that email here in the next 10 minutes or so, and I look forward to seeing what we can do for you. It was nice learning about your
Okay.
business there,
Well,
and yeah.
I appreciate your style too. I'll be real honest. I've talked to a few, and man, I've had some pushy characters, and I like your approach. So.
Yeah, it's just not how we operate here. But yeah, I will. I know you probably deal with a lot of people that are. I know I deal with a lot of people in the industry, so I know what you're talking about there, kind of. A little bit too much. But yeah, I will get that. I'll get that out to you here shortly, Lonnie. And yeah, we'll look forward to seeing what we can do for you. All righty.
Yeah, thanks for your help.
You got it, Lonnie. We'll talk soon. All right.
Yeah, bye.
Take care. Bye.